Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is Tuesday, December 20th, 2011.
That's right. Today we are on episode 7.44, the Week 15 recap show, and what a week it was.
Oh, my gosh. Upsets galore. I went 8-8, and I don't even care because it was that crazy.
Upsets galore?
Yes, there was upsets okay. if you count the OTs.
You know what? I heard another word before galore, and there was a movie, a James Bond movie called Something Galore.
Yeah, and we're not going there.
We're not. Not today, because we don't have time. Jordan's
plus, we got the boy here as a guest. Do. Say hi, Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
No, I got to pull up your level,
yeah,
apparently.
It's
say hi,
good
Jordan.
If
one
you
more
put
time.
His microphone up.
Check.
Hi, Jordan.
One more time.
One more time.
There you go.
Okay, now hi, Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
There
all
you
right,
go.
All right, we got the boy with us.
The boy
so we
got
to get
us.
Straight to work, and we know, people, less tangents, more football.
I
and
know.
That's what we promised.
Yes, but here's the deal. We were in San Francisco. We got stories
those
to tell.
Tangents.
We got
that
people
is football.
To tell.
That is football.
We got people to tell.
You tell someone. You tell your mom.
We got lots of stuff.
Mom.
Here it comes.
You're a mom teller. I'm going to tell my mom.
Well, apparently my levels aren't doing stuff because I'm playing something right
well,
now.
Okay, but I'll do an intro. That's fine.
Okay.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
So
yeah,
what you're trying to tell
the boy's
me
here, because the boy's
my
here, your
card's
not gonna
why is it
work.
Your card that doesn't work? Why is that? Why is my stuff always taken from me? That's what I want to know.
Jordan, can you give him a wah, wah, wah?
Wow.
All right.
That was not a drop, but it will be from now on. That was my very talented son.
Yes. Okay, fine. So I don't get to play anything.
No, you get to talk football, Steven. Yeah, you might as well turn off your iPad and let's talk football, baby. We were there last night in the blackout in Candlestick
the
Park.
The double blackout.
Blackout Dubois. What was that like to watch on television, Jordan?
Which game?
Nice job.
Paying he's good not attention. Even.
I'm looking up stats. I'm looking up stats for later. I'm looking
Monday
up
Night Football.
Later.
Watching the, you were watching ESPN
oh, yeah.
and the blackout. And how did that feel?
It was a little scary.
Was it?
Yeah.
You were at home in LA, and it was scary to see a blackout.
I was worried. I was
uncle
worried.
Was in the stadium, right? And you
precisely.
Were worried for me.
That's just what I was about to say.
See,
you're worried about your uncle.
Yeah.
Nice.
What
you're
normal
on your own
human
college.
Isn't worried about their uncle?
You're on your own for college. Is uncle paying for college, bro?
I'll help out, bro. Whatever it takes.
Sounds
I'll
like
take
it.
Out loans. Whatever, dog. I
you
got your back.
Start,
I got your
gonna
back. It's going to be expensive. All right, so there we were. San Francisco. Game's about to start. We've just got to the press box. We're sitting in there. We're chilling. We're talking to some of the PR people from the San Francisco 49ers. All of a sudden, boom! Blackout.
I actually had two bites of my mac and cheese and salad, which was all the food that was left over by the time I got there.
Yeah.
There was an entree. I don't know what it was because
it
was long eaten.
And the turkey looked really good, by the way.
That would have been good. I bet they had a special holiday turkey dinner
something
going,
like that.
And
yeah.
I got the mac and cheese and salad.
You got more than me.
I got salad.
I
know. Because so when it went boom in the dark, what's the first thing I did? I got a hot dinner in front of me, and it's dark.
I'm going to eat.
I'm going to eat. And then I shot my little video, and that went what's something that didn't go viral, Jordan? If it you know it got a lot, but it didn't go viral. What would that be in YouTube land? Come on, you're hip, you're young.
That would be not viral.
Okay, went not viral on YouTube. It got
no, the
300
video,
views.
Yeah, the video of the darkness
300,
was pretty good.
Come on, that's not chump change.
We don't know 300 people, so it's not like you know.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's okay.
I mean, our 5-minute football fix is in
well,
one day.
Well, had you
only
been promoting
like
the bejesus
times.
Out of it, maybe it would have gotten thousands.
I'm pretty sure if you check my Facebook right now, I talked about it. So
you did. I did see it.
Yeah.
But we did get an email from a media source saying, may we use your video and we'll give you credit. And we said, knock yourself out.
And
go
that
for
didn't
it.
Help the numbers at all. So there you go.
Well, maybe they haven't used it yet.
Maybe.
Well, it's a little late. See, think about news, Jordan. It has a lifespan,
yes.
A shelf life.
They'll show it tonight on like SportsCenter.
Breaking news. Bing, bling, bing, bling, bing, bing.
I bet that starting SportsCenter tonight, they don't even talk about it. Even though we added a bomb scare to the whole thing, I bet they still don't talk about
that's
it.
That's what kind of got me. So this morning after sleeping, an hour and a half?
I got four.
Nice. And we log on and we see there's a news that the San Francisco PD said, Oh, and by the way, the transformer outage and the power outages
had nothing to do
with the official bomb threat that we received prior to the game.
Bomb threat? Bomb threat?
What?
Yeah, there was a bomb threat apparently at the stadium that we knew nothing about, and that's probably, you know, a good reason.
And it's probably best.
Probably best. You don't want a press box starting to tweet the bejesus out. There's a bomb threat in San Francisco.
The elevator holds five. Let's just be honest, which means that the other exit is actually through the stadium. And I actually had someone ask me, about 5 minutes left of the game, we're all getting ready to go down onto the field and into the press area. And somebody said, when I passed through, is there a big situation? Because everyone was flooding out of the press box.
Right.
Is there a big situation? Somebody's sitting up in the stands. I said, no, we just have a small window to get down onto the field before they don't let us down there.
Right.
And he's like, okay. And he thought that there was something else going on. People were on kind of pins and needles a little bit last night.
Pins and
needles. Those have been around in 89.
At the end
of the day,
the San Francisco 49ers took care of business. That's a big story. That's El Juego Grande Estupendo de Semana. But before we get to that, we need to bring some NFL news. And we're starting with the NFL finally deciding to do something about the situation of concussions.
Deciding to do something about concussions.
Yes,
they've done a lot.
Okay.
They're finally going to go a next step.
Did they have an independent neurologist on the sideline specifically for concussions? An independent neurologist.
I'd have you ask Colt McCoy, but he still doesn't remember what happened.
Right. So
yeah,
that is a no.
That's a no.
And because of that, the league has sent out a memo explaining the new protocol regarding concussions.
New protocol.
They will be a certified trainer who is paid by the league to be stationed at every stadium. And the trainer likely will be stationed somewhere in the press box of each stadium to monitor the game and assist the medical staff of both teams regarding concussions.
This is great. Jordan, how much will this neurologist get paid? No, come on.
Maybe.
Big South Park. See, South Park, baby. Come on.
$350.
There you go.
No.
$350,000.
Well.
Yeah.
He'll be compensated.
Yeah, tack
well
on the K. Yeah, tack on
yes
the K.
He'll be paid well.
$350.
He's not a Loch Ness monster, by the way.
He was a paleostoic creature. That Girl Scout was 60 feet tall.
So I applaud the NFL for basically saying, you know what, we really messed up with this Colt McCoy thing. Let's start
not
getting
just
it
that
right.
Other things. So now we got all eyes on the field. Hopefully they'll outfit him also with a television so that he can see replays and things like that and do a much better job of assessing situations.
All right, talk about changing your tune. Do we have a
change
tune?
Change your tune.
That you can change
yeah,
your tune?
Yeah, you hate this one. Yes.
Now change it to something else. Change the tune.
Okay.
Change the tune. Oh, God. Seriously?
Do
you have anything that's worthy of being
things,
played?
But, from your point of view?
Yes.
No, but that's okay. Why it's my card. We've,
all right.
You know,
well, oh, my God. Stop. Stop. John Elway of the Denver Broncos
about changing your tune
has changed this to Tim Tebow's not going anywhere, Elway said.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be a Bronco, and we're going to do everything we can, and hopefully he's that guy.
Hopefully.
There's still a hopefully that. I'm just reading the quote.
And,
can I,
and again, can I go back to the press conference that
spit it out.
I'm looking New England Patriots quarterback
Bill Belichick,
Drew,
Tom, Brady.
Tom Brady gave afterwards, where he said, yeah, the Denver Broncos, they've got a winning record.
Well, they do. He's not lying.
He wanted to say they're good. He wanted to go into Tom Brady PR guy where you just say stuff, and then he realized, wait, I do have integrity, and I can't say that they're good because I don't believe that. And he nearly said that he's good. Well, you know, the Denver Broncos team, they fight really hard. They've got a winning record, and now John Elway said he's our guy for right now.
No, he didn't say for right now. He said he's going to be that guy. Hopefully he's that
Hopefully he's that guy.
Sounds like a vote of confidence to me.
It sounds like a vote of confidence.
It's a vote of confidence. That's what he needs.
It's a vote of hopeful confidence, Stephen.
Well, there are a lot of people who are hopeful.
Especially this
Tim
time
Tebow
of year.
Look, he's winning.
It's the holiday season.
Weekend.
If you don't follow us on social media, you know what you're missing right now?
Yes.
You're missing one of the most beautiful girls in the history of girldom.
Marissa Miller or the cheerleader?
No, the cheerleader. Because the Marissa Miller shot was difficult because she was stealth. She was trying
incognito.
She was trying to fly under the radar and just to enjoy herself at the 49ers game.
Girl, you and me, we got a connection.
If we had gotten close enough next to talk to her, we could have said that.
Yeah, I was like, you were sitting next to me in the Super Bowl.
600 feet away.
I interviewed you for a good 15 minutes. I know you can't be stealth from me.
I made her laugh. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sure we both made her laugh.
No. See, the things that I remember, Stephen, is that I made her Marissa laugh. Miller laugh. Why on earth would I remember Stephen made her laugh? Boy, that makes me happy. No, what makes me happy is that I made her laugh. No.
Okay.
And she was beautiful, but she was honestly hundreds of feet from us on the sideline. And we put up a neat picture about that last night on Twitter and Facebook. However, I put up today on Facebook a beautiful shot I got on the field of one of the 49ers cheerleaders. I can't even say it. I'm so excited.
Yes.
And she looks spectacular. If you're not following us on Twitter and Facebook, you're missing out on this free good stuff.
Yeah, and finally, I want to take a stance on this whole monkey riding dogs thing.
Oh.
NFL.com and NFL Films have gone crazy showing this at the halftime of the
Broncos game,
Patriots game. These sheep herding monkeys riding.
Jordan, did you see the video of the sheep herding monkeys?
It's the monkey on a dog, and he's herding these rams.
Well, I saw the monkey on the dog. I didn't see any sheep.
That was
though.
Part of a
well,
whole
instead
thing.
Instead of sheep, it was ram. There were rams.
Okay.
And they were herding the rams and trying to bring the rams into this little box. Uh-huh. Kind of like Babe the pig did in the movie Babe.
Oh, yeah.
Fa-la-la. You remember Babe?
It was real cute.
Did you ever see it, Jordan?
No.
I didn't think so.
Just let him go with it. He's going. See, that is a guy who I want to be my partner. He just goes with the story.
Oh, yeah.
He just plays with it, okay?
Uh-huh. By the way, saw a little bit
hey,
of
you want a job, kid? You want a job?
Yes, very much so.
Right, because see, he'll just go with the story.
Tell him he can make what his father makes and ask him if he wants a job.
Can you want a job? Make it what your father makes?
Yeah.
You can do a little better than that, don't you, son?
Yeah. All right,
okay,
anyways.
Okay, so check this. So we've got these monkeys riding dogs herding sheep.
Rams.
And this is your halftime entertainment there in Mile High, in Vesco Field at Mile High. And I'm not a guy, anyone, to support PETA for anything. These are the people that say eating chicken is the same thing as the Holocaust. Holocaust on a plate. But there's a streak in me that says the dignity of an animal and just its care is important to us as humans.
The monkey doesn't look like he wants to be on the
dog. The monkey doesn't look like he's having fun.
No.
But one of the videos, the monkey was actually shaking the reins going, come on, dog. Let's get going here. They're getting away.
All right. Well, anyways,
these
I just like
simian creatures. I'm very sad.
With the monkeys on the dogs and just leave it alone, okay? Then they're herding rams. That was really weird. That was plain weird.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it, Jeffrey. El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
Missed you there, Jordan, on
the game of the week.
Pittsburgh
that's because he speaks French.
San Francisco.
Steven.
Oh, can you say it in French then?
No.
The game of the week.
No, say the game of the week and, you know, the
French version of the game
French
of the
version,
week.
French version, El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
He took 3 years of French, and that's what you get.
Steven, you're a better French speaker than
really
I am.
She was a really old woman, and as long as he was nice, he got an A.
Amen.
So wait a minute. So that's how you did it, Jordan?
Yes.
You kind of like cozied up?
Scraped by.
So he just cozied up to the lady teacher, and she gave you good stuff.
Well, he had to do something else with the old lady, but we're not going to get into that.
Whoa! Hey there.
What? James laughed at that one. Young teacher, old teacher, the classroom.
You could have at least given me something like El Gran Jeu de la Semana, but that's past me. It is. Pittsburgh Steelers were at 10-3 when they traveled to San Francisco to face the 49ers, also sitting at 23 record. Monday Night Football on ESPN, and as we've already explained, it was quite interesting.
Maybe it's dark outside. The highlight of the press conference, Matt Maiocco, Comcast SportsNet, asked very straight, straight question to Coach Harbaugh. Coach, what were you thinking before the game?
No, the question was, how was it in the locker room?
How was it in the locker room before the game?
It was dark.
It was dark.
And literally the press corps just rolled.
Erupts with laughter.
And Harbaugh's looking at him like, I mean, he smiled.
I know,
but
he's like, why is everyone laughing?
It was not that funny. It was dark.
He wasn't trying to be funny at all. However, the tension from two power outages, and now we know a bomb scare, it's like, okay, I got it. Okay, I got it. Exactly. So that was, by the way, Steven, I just arranged Christmas dinner for our families. Just like that.
Really?
That's how on top of multitasking, Jeff.
I see. Well, I want to talk about this tweet real quick. Wes Welker apparently now is on Twitter.
Okay.
And he tweeted out to Ocho Cinco, yo, Ocho Cinco, you're having me try out this Twitter thing. How many followers will I have by this Saturday's game?
Okay, well, let's give out Wes's handle since we think he's cooler than Ocho.
Well, that's very simple. The handle is
at
Welker.
At Wes Welker.
Yes, and right now he already has 53,000 followers.
Wow.
Okay, let's get him up there.
Will he have
W-E-S-L-E-K-E-R.
Will he have 100,000 by Saturday game?
Over, under. Over, under.
Over.
Over. Over 100,000?
Yeah, over.
Jordan?
Mm.
I'm going to say under. I'm going to go with under. I don't think he gets another 50,000.
How much are you willing to wager? Put your money where your mouth is.
Dude, we're about to lose already to your uncle about the kicker thing.
Yeah, guys, that was only $5. That was only $5.
James, get
five,
over here.
$5.
Wasn't it $10 for the kicker? It was $10 for the kicker.
There you go. Jordan.
Bolson, look at Jordan's like telling his best friend, like, I'm going to kick your butt.
You and me tomorrow in school. We're throwing down at the bike rack.
I'm gonna beat him up.
Oh, see, there's gonna be a fight. It was Tim. And you, as a matter of fact, you know what? There's no way that Cundiff or Janikowski catch Akers.
Are you kidding me?
Give me $10.
Janikowski could hit like 10 60 yarders in the game.
He's 43.
Yeah, get on my level, son.
Come on, $10. Fork it over.
That's yours, Jordan, and you owe me 10.
Thank you. You owe your dad $10. There you go.
Play the Emma sound. Play the Emma sound.
Now he's telling people
play
what sounds
it.
To play.
I did. Oh. You don't have headphones on. You don't
oh,
know
that's
that
right. You don't hear it. He did play it, by the way.
Oh,
good stuff. That was a good bit. And just to clarify that, bad people, they were taking kickers prior to when Steven said you should take kickers.
I took them round 15. Chill out.
It's a 15. Round, but when do I say to take kickers?
Oh, round
the very
16.
Last round.
I had the last pick of
and
round
so
15.
Jordan takes Sebastian right. Janikowski in 15. Jeff takes Billy Cundiff, and I say, look, whatever kicker, I had the last pick.
Mine freaking got killed week one. That's not fair.
I think he's still
no, he
alive.
Did. He's
I
still
think
alive.
No, he's not. I have it on good word. He's dead.
So I was like, I bet you guys $10 that whatever kicker I wind up picking with the last pick is going to outperform both.
Man,
of you.
If Janikowski, wasn't hurt that 1 week, bro, I would so have your nuts
but he
right
gets
now.
Hurt every week.
Not only has he outperformed him, he is
you
leading
don't have
all
nuts,
kickers
do
in fantasy
we don't
football.
We talk that way in this show.
Yes, yes. Watch the word nuts.
We say that only for the holiday kind and the Nutcracker.
Yes. The Nutcracker, by the way, I want to go see that show.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
All right. That's from someone who's seen it.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
All right. Anyways, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So let's talk about the game. Now, here's the bottom line on this game, friend.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Injured.
Should
when
not
when
have
he
been.
He can do anything. He could break a finger. He could break his head. He could break ribs. But anything involving his legs and his ability to extend plays by evading tackles and running around with the football, that's his game.
Mobility. There was one play out of all the plays the Pittsburgh Steelers ran on offense yesterday where he tried to escape the pocket.
Is that the one where he ends up on his back fumbling the ball?
No. That one was straight up the middle. They came and got him straight up the middle. This one he actually took three steps to the right. And he knew that he was not going to be able to – he just threw the ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
Right towards the press box, right
basically,
to us.
Basically, what Ben knew was as long as I don't move, I'll be fine. And he did. He threw for over 300 yards with his arm.
But he also threw three INTs and
with
he fumbled.
With his foot.
Yes, yes.
And the fumble – when was the last time you ever saw Roethlisberger get hit?
And go straight
and
back.
And go straight back. And then I actually cough up a ball. He fumbles so rarely.
The San Francisco 49ers, though, you got to give hats off to that defense.
Big they props.
Without Patrick Willis.
And mind
they
you,
were balling.
They were. And that was a just – I think that's a neutralized by the James Harrison absence.
Yes.
So you had both teams with their premier defender out of the game. Troy Polamalu, is he fun to watch live or what, Steve?
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Watching him just running around like a Tasmanian devil. Sometimes I'm in the backfield. Sometimes I'm a linebacker. Sometimes I'm a lineman. Ooh, where am I going to be? Where am I going to? And he bounces around like a hyper guy, and it's so much fun to watch.
Tasmanian devil.
That's right. That's right.
So anyways, the final score, 20-3. The Pittsburgh Steelers fall to 10-4, and they were in position to take control of the NFC North. But with that loss, they are now no longer leading that division.
Steven probably doesn't remember this because it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, you know that brother, big brother, comes to little brother and says, dude, you got to hook me up with the – you got
help a brother out.
No. You had a great line at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't even remember.
I know. You got to do me a –
You
got to do me a solid.
You got to do me a solid.
You got to take care of those clowns. And here's some tips on what you do.
Little brother did him a solid. Now Baltimore's in control of their division again.
That's right.
And Pittsburgh is most likely now looking to be the fifth seed.
They could have gone from the 1 to the 5, even a 6.
To the 6, possibly. That's correct.
That's how important that game
was. San Francisco still stays in line for the number 2 seed in the NFC. And, Jeffrey, I'm just telling you right now, they've got Seattle. They've got the Rams. They will be the number 2 seed
in the
NFC.
They're going to roll Seattle.
As I said to those few individuals over there in the UK listening right now who call Steven Miranda crazy when he said the Niners were going to be 13-3 or better to end the season, you come see me at the end of the season. They're going to be 13-3.
What if the Packers lose their next 2 games?
The Niners will get the number 1 seed.
How crazy would that be?
That would be extremely crazy.
How much money could I make in Vegas?
The bigger question is, Jordan, how do we do this week after week, Steven and I, driving up and down the state of California?
Yeah, because we're
going to be at those games.
Because, you know, ultimately.
And we still can't afford to fly and stay at a hotel. But we can't miss those games.
Yeah, I don't know if we could do another turnaround like we just did.
Dude, my leg was numb by the time we got there.
Because, I don't know how you did it coming back.
Well, there was no traffic until the fall.
All I know is I kept waking up every 10 minutes. I mean, I was I was like, whoa! And then it was fog, and it was like, okay, I better stay awake for this stretch.
No, you should close your eyes. The more fog there is, the more you need to close your eyes.
No, that's when I was like, glued to like.
Steven wants to know the moment he's going to die.
Yeah,
People have said, what's your preferred way to die? Mine's to have a bomb dropped right on top of me.
No.
And it's just boom, it's over.
No.
It's all good.
I want to make sure that I am at peace.
I am at peace. Steven, that's the thing.
You're
I'm at peace.
All the time, 24/7.
Most of the time.
Okay.
Most of the time.
All right.
Most of the time, I'm chill.
Oh, there you go. I want to be at peace.
Now, if you're being mean to me or something, there's a moment where I'm not being at peace, and if it was that moment, that would suck.
I see.
But, you know.
Anyways, 20-3 beat down the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Alex Smith, hats off, did not turn the ball over again. And by the way, let's look at what are they doing?
Mike Tomlin.
They ran for 60-whatever yards. Frank Gore ran for 66 yards. Dixon added 12, and what you put that 77 yards, and that was my thing.
Yeah.
Keep running the ball against this team.
They did. They kept running.
And then on defense,
it goes
ridiculous.
Over to the turnovers. I mean, you can't. The Steelers turn over the ball 4 times. Look, here's my thing. Mike Tomlin, you let Ben Roethlisberger go out there.
Shame
that's good.
You.
He throws the first interception. All right. It was kind of like
it's
pretty
early.
Weird.
We they had were, the lights
they
out.
They were driving
it
the
was
ball.
Weird.
Okay. So then he throws that second pick.
Get him the hell out of Dodge.
Now it's like, you know what, kid? I got Charlie Batch out there.
And after the third one?
You certainly. And then
and
when
then
you're down by
fumble?
17 and
yeah.
there's only 66 minutes left in the game?
Yeah. When you can't win the game,
certainly
why is he out there?
Because he got sacked twice during
yes,
that
he did.
Time.
And then when he fumbles after that?
Exactly. He didn't fumble after that. But we're saying literally,
no, he did.
Jordan,
like
with
the,
6
like
minutes
last
left
play,
in the game.
The snap, the shotgun formation, he fumbled the snap.
Oh,
he fell. He fell on top of it.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, that's when we were on the sideline. We were having fun with
I was
people.
Working the crowd, dude. That's I was right. That was great.
We were having fun with people.
People?
At that point.
Would they be called cheerleaders?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Got Jordan's attention.
Jordan's like,
by the way, if you want to be in on the ground floor of my newest TV venture that I came up with, Steve, when you were picking up your daughters.
And what is that?
Now, mind you, because we record this, this is patented.
This is patented. Okay. And what is it? What is it called?
Rants and Raves, the cheerleaders edition. Steven, we have a TV show where we go to every team that has cheerleaders.
Yes.
And we do an American Idol kind of thing, and we eliminate, and we find the one for each team. And then we have our final showcase where all the girls from the best one for each team.
So we have
we pick America's greatest cheerleader.
Wow.
And we're the host. Dude, everybody would watch it.
Her name is Sunny, and she's on the Dallas Cowboys squad.
I'm in with that one, too.
You sure it's not Megan? Yeah.
Take a look.
Hi, Megan.
Take a look.
Karen.
Of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Or the nameless one from the San Francisco 49ers last
Take my word for it. Look it up.
Courtney. From the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We have a lot of contestants
Hello,
here.
Hello, Courtney.
I think this is a can't miss TV show, Steven.
All right, what's her name again, Jordan?
Sunny. S-U-N-N-I.
N-N-I?
Jordan knows how to spell her name. Only a 17-year-old boy.
All right. Sunny, okay. Dallas Cowboys. Whoa, hello.
Jordan's over there. He's out of his chair. Nothing gets a boy out of his chair like a girl in a bikini.
Wow. Okay, I know what he's talking about now.
Is it Sunny, Steven?
It is very – all of a sudden, cool, windy day in Pasadena has
Came
turned
sunny.
To sunny.
It's downright getting hot in here.
Oh, I am a little warm now. Okay, here we go.
Or is it just her?
Now let's head to games of the week.
Ding, ding.
Now, before we start with this one, Jeffrey, I'm just going to put it out there. I was 11-5 this week, and you were 8-8.
Yeah.
But I can't even take happiness in that.
But I can't even play Smartest Man Live because you have that in your cart.
Oh, snap. We can't play it.
We can if we do this.
No.
Do it.
No, it's off. Look it. It's off. It's black. I can't. No.
Turn it on. Because I deserve it.
You did not give me power. No. You won. You won. It's over.
There.
You've won it.
Make it happen.
What's the punishment?
Jordan, we're taking suggestions. I've opened the suggestion
box.
I like it.
Shut up, kid.
I like it.
I've opened the suggestion
open
box
forum.
Wide. And so hit us up on Facebook.
I am the smartest man alive!
It can be up to PG-13.
Okay,
PG-13. Here's the deal.
Not NC-17?
I didn't open mine up to suggestions to the whole world.
I know.
Because you're not that smart.
I know. I'm the smartest man alive, if you haven't heard.
Can it just be nothing to do with eating stuff where I'm going to puke?
Well, I found a new fear of Steven's last night as we're going over the Dumbarton Bridge, Jordan.
Nothing where I have to dangle over a bridge.
He's not big on bridges.
Fear factor status.
Pretty much. Think of a car hanging off the bridge.
Awful. I'm going on record now, and I'm telling it to the whole world right now who is listening.
The whole world knows.
Jeffrey did not do his punishment until September. I am taking the next 9 months
to die
until I do the punishment.
Steven,
it was the first week of September. That is when I will do it.
You do realize, though, that that's 9 more months of suggestions.
I know.
And more ridiculous punishments.
Shut up, kid. I already told you to shut up.
Thanks, James. Appreciate the support.
All right. The Baltimore Ravens travel to San Diego. And at first,
Wap-ha.
Here's how this played out. Jeff had the Chargers. I had the Ravens. I said, I'm going to make this a challenge game. Jeff came over to the Ravens, and then
Why did I come over to the Ravens? Just to stop you
from making it the challenge game. And then all of a sudden, 10 minutes before the game, I'm getting ready to go out on a nice dinner with my wife, and dinner and a movie. We went to go see Ghost Protocol, which is really good, and I'll be willing to go see it again with anybody who wants to come watch it with me. Then I went back to the Chargers. I wound up winning this game, and you lost it.
And why couldn't I change it? Because I was at my daughter's gymnastics competition.
Oh, how'd you do?
It was an exhibition.
Ah.
She did.
So there were no
she
scores?
Did lovely. No, it
right,
was,
I,
there was
I'm
no
sorry.
Scores.
I got to take this picture of Sunny off because I'm
it's distracting. Distracted. I understand. So, Steven, what was cool about the exhibition with the gymnastics is it was all done to holiday music and things like that, and there was a
like
routine she did.
The Christmas
well, they even
tree,
did a Grinch thing with the little kids.
Ooh,
so the little kids were falling down and being Grinchy and stuff, and they because they're all tumblers and stuff, they're gymnasts.
Right.
But the big kids, the teenagers, there was a double routine on a single high bar.
Okay.
Two girls on the bar at the same time.
Nice.
Flipping around at the same time.
And then they hit each other.
I don't know how they didn't, Steven.
Well, of course, they're professional.
She's got burn marks all over
her
legs because
this
thing bounces. First of all, you have 110, 120 pounds or 220 pounds on a bar that's designed to hold a girl that's 130 pounds.
Right.
And so you got two of them on there zipping around, and it's bouncing at strange intervals, right. And your skin is grabbing and ripping. And
yeah.
Kara's got burn marks all over her legs from this poor kid. But it was a great show.
So Jeff doesn't change back to San
Diego.
Because
I wasn't even around.
And he
misses. I probably would have.
And the Baltimore Ravens should be ashamed. I saw the Chargers winning. I did not see them making a 34-14
thrashing.
Smackdown.
Beatdown. Smackdown. Thrashing. Whatever you want to call it. The Ravens and Flacco need to just pull back a second and say, how come our four losses are against teams that don't have a winning record?
Well, what they need to do, Stephen, is this. They need to just slow down. Oh, you have the sound card now. Yes. Well, you just played the smartest man alive for me, so thanks. I'll take it back.
You
and they need to do this. They
now.
Need to.
Just imagine you're weightless.
Yes.
In the middle of the ocean.
Yes.
Surrounded by tiny little seahorses.
What the heck was that?
That's from Napoleon Dynamite, actually, Jordan. That's his girlfriend.
Jordan, I think I might have found the newest Sonny picture.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God.
You
Let
want
me see.
To see this.
He's out of his chair again. He gets out of that chair so quickly. Oh, Sonny. James is coming in. Oh, this is wrong.
This is wrong.
How are you doing?
Here's the deal.
You got to realize they're both old enough now. They can go into these stores. They can go into these stores.
So here's the deal. I got to share this story with Jeff. So I've been texting your son, you know, what you want for Christmas? Give me some ideas. Give me some ideas. And he had given me some ideas. Then yesterday on our way to San Francisco, he texted me this. How about a 2012 Dallas Cowboy cheerleader calendar?
How long did it take for that to occur to you, dumb?
So I texted Trisha. I was like, I think this is what we're getting for the boy. And she's like, that's my nephew. I don't know if I could buy that for him.
I shared a room with him when he was a newborn.
You know what? I'll take two gifts. One from each of you.
You're a giver, Jordan. You're a give.
Anyways, the final score in San Diego, 34-13.
Baltimore,
the good
I don't
thing,
know what happened.
San Diego Chargers are still alive. They're now just one game back.
What's going to happen in Detroit?
They're going to smoke Detroit. I'm taking that right now. If you want to make it the challenge. Oh, wait, that's over. I think they're going to go and beat Detroit. Did you see Detroit? They needed a last second come from behind victory over the Oakland Raiders.
On the road!
Yeah, you do got a point.
Thank you.
All right, the next game is that game. The Detroit Lions traveling to Oakland to face the Raiders.
Raider Nation.
Now, this was another one of Steven's last-minute official pick changes.
Flops.
I had the Raiders. I went over to Detroit, and I'll tell you what. Had I stayed with the Raiders and they lost the way they lost on the one-point last-second play, Sebastian Janikowski trying to kick a 65-yarder, longest field goal of all time, and it gets blocked
by Ndamukong Suh.
And it still travels far enough to get into the goal line.
Nearly made it.
I mean, that's how powerful of a kick he had kicked
it. It could have had Ndamukong's hand attached to that ball, and it could have gone through the upright.
I would have been P.O.'d had I not made this change.
P.O.'d.
Exactly. But anyways, 28-27, the Detroit Lions proving once again they can come back in the fourth quarter. It is their fourth quarter comeback of 13 or more points this season alone.
Yeah, there they go again.
That's even better than Tim Tebow.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point, Steven. He's got. Now, the Detroit Lions, I really think, as I said in my powerful rankings last week, I thought they were going to come back with a bit of a swagger and an attitude, but it was controlled.
Well, how
and
about
I think that's
Ndamukong
what we
saw. Sue, you know,
no, shaking hands with the official before the game. How you doing, sir? It's good to meet you. My name is Ndamukong. You've probably seen me in the Subway commercials, and you didn't see me last week because I wasn't allowed to play. Nice to meet you.
I will be good. I promise.
And you know what? The penalties were not what we
For
thought they were going to be.
Oh, man. Now I got to tear $5 off of this one because I owe you $5. Did I pay you $5?
No. Actually, you did give me $5.
I did give you
$5. Give me $5.
Okay. So there you
we're
go.
We're cool, baby. Although I accidentally, cool. The gas for the Philip,
what
once
happened?
I got back here, I accidentally put it on my own card.
Oh.
So that was a $75 Philip that we got to fix somehow.
$75.
That was $150 in gas, Steven.
Jeez.
But think about what it would have cost to fly.
For fly, $150 bucks.
at the last minute more per person, and then we would have stayed the night in a hotel because there's no late flights. There's no late flights.
I was watching recently. Plus a taxi, that's what was that? The Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he
the Aviator.
No, not the Aviator, but he
pretends, Shutter Island, he pretends, Titanic, Inception.
Shut up,
Teeny Gilbert Grape.
That's all I got.
The one with Tom Hanks and he's chasing him. Catch me if you can.
Catch me if you can. Leonardo was not a castaway.
Catch me if you can. And he pretends he's the Pan Am pilot. He's cashing these checks over the country.
That's right.
And then he realizes that if he goes to the airport, he can be what they call their deadhead. They would fly him to another city. If he pretends that he's a pilot, I guess back then you didn't have to show credentials or anything like that. You're just dressed like a pilot, so you must be a pilot, so they fly you wherever you want. And so he's doing it in this movie, and now I lost my train of thought.
That's okay, because it reminds me of the Dead Bishop sketch from Monty Python. There's a dead bishop on the landing. Where's he from? How am I supposed to know? It's tattooed on the back of his neck. There's a dead bishop on the landing. Where is he from? God. How am I supposed to know? Tattooed on the back of his neck.
Oh, now I know where I was going. So why don't we just dress like pilots and go to the airport and say we're going to San Francisco?
We're on SWA 1.
Isn't that like fraud or something? Or
shut up! Why you always gotta ruin my ideas?
Kill the buzz. Kill the buzz.
Anyways, 28-27 victory for Detroit. They're 9-5. They now, Jeffrey, with one more win, guess what? They got a playoff spot. But here come the Chargers, so not so fast.
They may be saying, Detroit, hold on those Lion playoff fans. Plans. Don't put your ticket money in the mail just yet.
Just yet.
Now,
final game of the week, Tebow time in Denver as the Denver Broncos hosted the New England Patriots.
Tebow.
Sucks. Tebow.
Jordan does not.
Jordan is a bona fide Tebow hater.
Let's get an answer on that. For the rest of the what in the world, I should not be
Sonny
on this page.
And Steven's computer.
It was on Sonny on the picture that's got Sonny.
We
and,
can only imagine what that would link to.
Yeah, I should have clicked on that link.
The internet is really, really great
for porn. Anyways,
I've got high speed, so I don't have to wait
for porn. That is a great song. We need to get clips
no,
of it.
No, we really do.
We need to get clips
played,
of it for
I,
the show.
I just played enough, all that we could actually play.
Anyways, so here you go. The Denver Broncos, you got to give them some props for actually starting fast.
Fire.
They came out, Tebow scores, then a running, and then they were up. It's like 16-7.
They shut down Gronkowski. Gronkers only got one big play.
But Hernandez consequently had like nine catches for a million yards.
You take one tight end away.
The Gronkers
say hello to Aaron Hernandez.
To my big friend.
And he is another tight end, and he had the most catches he's had in a single game ever.
Crazy. Wes Welker didn't do much, but it don't matter, because guess who else got into
weapons,
it?
Weapons,
Joe Cinco! Where you at, 85? Where you at, 85?
And basically,
single covered by a linebacker?
Him scoring this touchdown basically gave him carte blanche to tweet whatever he's wanted
to. He had gone, what do you call it? Radio silent.
Rogue.
Radio silent,
yes.
for submarines.
And now he has gone rogue. He's decided, I scored a touchdown, I'm going to tweet whatever I want. He's been tweeting about.
I'm going to be weird. I'm going to be strange.
Yes, he has tweeted some strange and weird things.
Yeah, so anyway, Ocho, man, you just give him one touchdown and the guy goes out of silent mode and starts going crazy on the tweet universe. And it was quite an amazing game. The Denver Bronco, the defense seemed to wear down in the second half as it got on. Because without that defense, what do they got? They don't got a lot.
Fire,
they don't got enough.
Power, Jeffrey.
Steven said, you've got to score at least 35 points to beat the Patriots. Well, the Patriots scored 41 on a good defense.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady just did what he continues to do, and he dominates, and that's why he's one of the best. And it's nothing disparaging Tim Tebow. He played well. Again, I mean, I see improvement in him from week to week.
Yeah.
I just know that he is not ready. This is not a team that's an elite team. This is a playoff team, clearly, but they're a team that is one and done in the playoffs, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I still got danger. They got the Bills this week.
Suki, where are you going?
Let him to get what? His car.
Hard drive?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't come to work prepared. Okay.
What?
Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Jordan says Chiefs to win the
Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Why is he saying off mic? He has a mic. I don't understand.
Is that what you want?
Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
The Chiefs have a little problem with getting to the Super Bowl. First of all, they couldn't get tickets. Second of all, they're not invited.
Well, they could make the playoffs, and we already know that they can beat the Packers. Kyle Orton is my homeboy. Yeah, we're good buddies.
He's from Pasadena?
No.
That's where you were born.
Well, how are you good buddies?
How can we not be good buddies in this internet age?
I don't
know. We could Skype.
Oh, okay.
He could Skype.
So do you Skype with him?
As far as you know.
Okay, there you go. But the boy has a valid point. The Kansas City Chiefs still have the ability to win the AFC West.
Correct.
Did you know that, Jeffrey?
Yes, they can finish 8-8 as long as Denver tanks the rest of the way.
Well, Chargers. Look,
Denver, if they lose this week against Buffalo,
the tiebreak.
Their final game is against Kansas City.
And exactly my point.
Yes.
And Kyle Orton will want revenge on the Broncos for cutting him. You watch.
Oh, snap.
I came to this realization just a couple days ago, and
Snapdragon.
I'm excited for it.
Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West Championship. I think the San Diego Chargers will have something to say about that.
Chargers are going to lose the Lions this week.
He hates the Chargers.
No, I've been rooting for him lately.
Okay.
In spite of Tebow.
What?
You've been rooting for the Chargers,
yes.
But you hate Philip Rivers.
I don't hate him. I
not
don't like
him.
You have hated him.
Not as much as he hates Tim Tebow.
You found
exactly.
A new level of hatred that made you go, I guess I don't hate Philip Rivers because I really hate this guy.
Yes.
Huh.
Anyways, the Patriots take it to the Broncos. 41-23
is the
final. Just
know the next level of hatred for this boy is going to have literally smoke coming out of his ears.
Ooh.
So, because you can't get any more hate. I thought Philip Rivers' hate was crazy.
Let's get to must-see game. We'll start in Tampa Bay, where Saturday night football, or actually Thursday night football.
P-G-I-T.
Saturday edition.
The Saturday edition.
Where the Dallas Cowboys traveled to Tampa Bay to face the Bucks and literally jumped out to a 28-0 lead and then cruised to a 31-15 victory.
Oh, boy, this was a good one. Jordan, you're the Cowboys homer here besides
what
your
What do you
uncle.
Have to say?
So talk
that
about
was
thing.
Fun. That was
it,
fun.
It was. I'm with Jordan. It was fun. And actually, I was struggling a little bit, you know, late in the game when the Bucks were kind of moving and they scored their 15 points. And I was like, how are the Cowboys allowing this to happen?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I realized Jay Ratliff got taken out of the game. DeMarcus Ware got taken out of the game. Mike Jenkins got taken out of the game. They're resting these players because they need them healthy for the long stretch. And then I was like, okay, I'm good. If they were out there allowing the Bucks to do this with their starters on the field, then I would have been angry. But you know what? They know that the long goal, the overall goal, is getting into the playoffs, getting to the Super Bowl, and so you're going to need those guys.
Romo is hot.
Caliente right now. He is caliente.
How do you say that in French?
That's a very good question.
You don't know how to say hot in French?
Isn't it chaud?
C-H-A-U-D?
Sure. It's the show. Wow. He's got an A over 3 years.
How
French.
Did you, how, you, dude, you know what, Jeff?
I'm
you may
want
to you may want to investigate that there's a possibility of a French teacher
old
in
teacher,
your high school.
The no. classroom.
No,
of
no, no, no.
School teacher.
She's
fantasy.
Like all of 4 feet tall and she's like 65. No thanks.
Okay.
Old teacher, the subject.
Jordan is like having a hard time with
for
this.
Me.
Don't stand.
You want an
don't
A badly.
So, don't stand so
please stand close to me. Please just
stand so close to me. He is right that the word is short, by the way.
Wow, Mr. Vocab.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I got an A.
All right.
Okay, the Dallas Cowboys, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I saw this game. Jordan didn't see this game. He was out at a friend's birthday party.
I still managed to watch, you know.
Yeah, but you were at a friend's birthday party, and I appreciate that you love your friends enough that you'd support them no matter what, and I appreciate that. But I saw the game, and it was a lot of fun. It was sad. You know, Raheem would have lost his job earlier in the week had they once they found out that they had no defensive coordinator if he goes,
and they don't have anything. They didn't have they didn't feel they had a coach who could come in and be the interim.
Right. So and if he ain't got no eye, what do you got?
Nothing.
Nothing. Exactly. So Ra's there, dead man walking.
I really like Raheem Morris.
He's a great guy.
Anyways,
and Josh Freeman and stuff, but look,
so let's get to
guys,
the challenge game. There were five games we differed on. The only one I missed.
The only one of the five. It's inconceivable.
Seriously.
But it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
The Chicago Bears hosting the Seattle Seahawks. They have a 14-7 lead. Everything was going great. Then they let Marshawn Lynch score. They tied it 14-14. And then it was Caleb Haney disaster time.
Oh.
Threw a pick. The big man with football who rumbled in for the touchdown.
How do you solve a problem like a Haney?
And the Seattle Seahawks never looked back. 38-14. Thrashing of the Bears. I will never take the Bears again. Until they get Jay Cutler back at quarterback.
Yeah. I never thought I'd say that Jay Cutler is what is needed in this city.
You know what?
But Jay Cutler is needed in this city.
Jay Cutler is
now,
needed.
Now, here's the deal. I was talking to Carl, the producer of NFL in the UK there for Sky Sports, and he was lamenting the loss of the Bears.
Yes.
Bears going down to Seattle and stuff. And I said, yeah, I saw that. But here's the true litmus test. It's coming into town. It's the Green Bay Packers. And as everybody knows at this point, the Green Bay Packers have already lost their first game.
Ooh.
And how did they lose their first game? Pressure up the middle. What do the Chicago Bears do best? Put pressure up the middle. Okay, since there is two other people here I'm sharing the room with.
Steven, I pick you.
He's raising his hand. I'm not. He's the only one raising his hand.
The problem with that theory, Jeff, is that the Chicago Bears still have to score points on the offense.
Fair point.
They can't do that right now with Caleb Haney
at
quarterback.
No, they can't. But
and as a matter of fact, the Lovie Smith's come out. He's not even sure Caleb Haney's going to start, which means, hello, Luke McCown. Really? The Bears.
Warning.
Done. They are done.
They are done. But again, they can do the world a huge favor.
By beating the Packers?
They're not going to beat the Packers. But they can do the world a huge favor by simply showing if, in fact, the Packers were able to come in and make a late-season adjustment to when you've got a center and a guard that are injured, can they plug in guys and have next man up and still protect Aaron Rodgers? The Bears are the best chance to show the league how you get after the Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers could put you at center right now, Jeffrey, and they'd still win this game.
That scares me because the snap, I have to bend over every time.
Yeah.
I get tired.
See, but everybody said the exact same thing against the Chiefs last week.
And we know that the Dallas Cowboys snapping the ball ain't no easy thing. So, you know.
How does that relate?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But anyways.
Stop meddling my point with facts.
You're right. The whole thing with the Chiefs, though, Jordan, nobody gave them a chance. Because the Chiefs had been on both sides of the field, offensively and defensively, looked awful. So that's why nobody gave the Chiefs a chance. The Bears.
Give Chiefs a chance.
The Bears just. They can't even score a point. Dude.
No, they're horrible.
See, what you do is you have Devin Hester, and you make sure he touches the ball every single play.
He should be a quarterback.
He should be a quarterback and run the option.
Didn't Devin Hester get injured somewhere in this
game?
No. We're not starting rumors.
No rumors.
Nope.
No time for rumors anymore.
So our duty is to check all rumors, even if they're ridiculous.
38-14, the final there. Now both Seattle and Chicago find themselves at 7-7. They're not out of the playoffs just yet.
Look, Seattle, I think, has a reasonable hope of making the postseason, but we'll see what the 49ers coming to town.
All
now,
right.
Tennessee
now.
At Indianapolis. Anyone see this coming? Anyone? Tennessee was on its way to a playoff berth. Anyone see this? Indianapolis was on their way to the Oval season?
I don't want to say
Oval.
That I saw.
I just made that up.
Yeah, Oval season. I don't want to say that I saw it coming, but while I placed my official pick changes, Indianapolis was there for a brief second.
It was one of the games you could have changed.
It was there for a brief second in the typing. And I was already getting a lot of grief from Trisha for jumping over to Carolina to beat Houston.
Nothing could be fine.
I was like, yeah, I can't go too hog crazy here. So,
don't go hog wild.
I just look. It
you
was
picked
a,
up three
it
games
a,
on me this week.
I did. It was a game where the Colts were at home they needed to, they were like, if we're going to win, this is the one we're going to do. They played great ball. Defensively, they had some returns. It was awesome football for the Colts, and I'm glad they got the win. 27-13, the final there. Tennessee can all but kiss their playoff.
And Jim Caldwell can say hello to his job for another week. Now,
hey, one more win. He beats Houston this week. He may keep his job. He's keeping his job. Yeah, they're not getting
Houston.
They're not getting
my new theory that I want to start, speaking of rumors, Peyton Manning, new head coach, Indianapolis Colts.
That is
I want to start that rumor.
While quarterbacking.
He's going to do the Pete Rose thing. Pete Rose was the coach, and he was the catcher.
He was the manager.
He was the what? Coach. That the manager.
They don't say coach in baseball.
You actually what do you call your coach, Jordan? Manager?
Well, what do you call a player? Yeah. I call him coach.
Thank
but
you.
But his official position title? Is manager.
Thank yes. You. But you call him coach.
So you were coached by Pete Rose?
I was never coached by Pete Rose. No. I was too busy betting on his games. just kidding. Ba-dum-bum. Just kidding.
All right, the final Washington there, Redskins. 27-13. The Redskins go to New York.
Sam Hill's going on around here.
You know what? I'm gonna go on record as to why I have lost Lombardi. The challenge
hang on,
game.
Hang on.
What the hell's going on out here?
This season of challenge game has been about Steven having no cojones.
And I was going to make this. Test, he has no cojones.
I was going to make this a challenge game, but I just did not feel comfortable really going with the Redskins as a challenge game. And if I do that, because remember, I had originally taken Seattle.
Yeah.
And I went off of Seattle to make Seattle-Chicago the challenge game. I had no cojones, and had I just stuck to my guns, there you go, and that happened all season long. But anyways, the Washington Redskins go to New York. This game wasn't even close.
No.
The final score was 23-10, 13 points, but the Giants didn't score that touchdown until late in the fourth quarter. It was a Redskins beatdown.
Garbage time.
I have it on good word that the Giants actually got stuck in the Holland Tunnel.
There you go.
And that they didn't actually show up for the game at all.
Most of them did not.
Eli was
three touchdowns.
Wow.
Man. Deion Sanders, how you like your Eli Manning now, baby?
I love Eli. I believe in you, Eli.
How you like him now?
I'm not so high on him. He's not going to be a 21st and prime anytime in my time. Brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
I'd like to consider myself elite quarterback on the same level as Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and those guys.
Well, you know, you can't spell elite without Eli.
That's true.
Jordan, I like your Eli impersonation. Reminds me of somebody, the guy who does the Ditka. You know, who could put out a 40-story fire? Mike Ditka. Ditka. Iron Mike could do it. Ditka.
23-10, the Redskins came in.
Can you bang the mic around a lot more because it's not quite annoying enough?
They have
listening.
Swept the season series over the New York Giants. And the Giants, where everybody was like, all they need to do is, yeah. Everybody that gave the Giants the NFC East, chill out.
In my most powerful rankings, they have fallen from the land of metal.
Well, they're going to fall even further next week when they lose to the New York Football Jets.
Look, I don't know what to do with this
losing
game.
Losing to the
psyched.
Jets.
People are psyched about this game.
Yeah, you
I
know
see
how psyched
two
I am?
Teams.
I've entered a contest to win tickets to the game, and you're going to get me to the game somehow.
Yeah, given how I feel right now,
Jeff,
I'm going to be lucky
if we got free
home.
Tickets to this game, we're not going to go to the game? Is that what you're trying to
is
tell
someone
me?
Someone paying our airfare?
I'll give you a piggyback ride.
That we're going to the
could
game.
You get me a border collie that I could ride?
You weigh just a little more than a monkey.
I'm thinking a large monkey. one of those ones that throws poo-poo at the zoo. With giant orangutans.
Let's fling some poo at him. Anyways, 23-10 victory over the Giants. The Washington Redskins, they're eliminated from the playoffs. But right now they're playing spoiler. They can still play spoiler to
me,
a lot of other
there's
teams.
There's a lot of people they want to spoil. And if they win out, Steven, they're 7-9. And I said they're an 8-8 team to start
there
the season.
Go. There you go.
Which is why I'll probably be taking them the rest of the way. Because I said this is an 8-8 division. Giants could end 8-8. Washington Redskins 7-9. Dallas could win, finish it being 8-8. It's like, I think that's kind of what I said.
Very nice. Very nice for you.
Philadelphia could still win this division mathematically.
Yeah.
That's what's craziness. And talk about team playing good. We'll get to them in a minute. Right now, the Carolina Panthers in the Cam Newton air attack takes on the Houston Texans and the floundering T.J. Yates, what have you done for me lately?
It was one of those games also where I changed over. I said, look, I'm feeling Carolina. I am not feeling – there it is. You have to hold it. You have to hold it.
When you set it on the table, anything we touch becomes a boom in our ears. Boom. You can lay it in your lap because nothing goes on there. That's fine.
Really?
It was a joke. It was just a joke.
You know how your dad throws you? That's bad.
It's a joke.
That was a little inappropriate.
My son's got nothing in his lap.
It's just a joke. I said nothing goes on there.
That's inappropriate.
That's just a joke.
The Carolina.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
Comes in and they pull all kinds of tricks on Houston. Beat him down 28-13. And Jeffrey, quick question for you, and I'm actually stealing this from one of our listeners.
You going to put me on the hot seat?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
This 28-13.
Did my son just belch into the microphone? I held it way up here.
This 28-13 loss.
Welcome to the hot seat.
For the Houston Texans, is it just a fluke, or is it signs of things to come?
It is a portender of things to come because T.J. Yates, now there's 3 weeks of film to look at for teams to game plan against.
Yes.
And instead of this unknown guy going out and beating you, he's a known guy going out and losing to you.
So now that he has become a known commodity, people can plan and scheme around him.
Yeah, I absolutely think that's got to be the case, Steven. You can't be a third string. Yes, you can be a rookie and become successful in this league. But once people establish film on you and trends, they know that you hate to roll to this side. You prefer to go to this side.
Steelers lose.
Yeah.
Ravens lose. Texans lose.
More than half of my top 12 lost.
They all fall to 10-4. And with the Patriots being the sole team at 11-3 in the AFC, they need one more win. And they will wrap up home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Foxborough, baby.
Now, it's not like you can't go into Foxborough and win.
You can.
The Giants have done it this year. I think, did somebody else do it this year?
No. They haven't lost at home, Stephen.
No, the Giants did it this year.
I believe you, but I'll verify. Okay.
The Giants beat New England in New England.
Pay attention. Keep up. I know it's getting long. It's past your span.
But home field advantage looks like it's going to go through Foxborough.
Absolutely. In January. Burkholder.
Tuck Rule. Home of the Tuck Rule.
Home of the Tuck Rule.
Oakland Raiders. Remember, they sacked Tom Brady, and it was a fumble. And
oh, yeah.
How is it that the New England Patriots have managed to, once again?
An easy schedule, Steven. Yeah. I said at the beginning of the season that they would finish 13-3 because they have a wussy schedule. And you know what? They've already lost their three, and they're going to win their last two versus Miami and versus Buffalo. They're at home for both those games.
13-3. There you go.
And there we go, just as I predicted. And what juggernauts do they have in the schedule? Miami twice, Buffalo twice, because you have to. Oh, and by the way, that one of them at Buffalo, they lost.
Yeah.
And then they had the Raiders, the Jets, the Cowboys.
Jets twice.
You know it's hard when you're elite? But Kansas City Chiefs, Indianapolis Colts, Washington Redskins. Come on. This is an elite team. They should be playing only elite teams, and instead they get sucky-ducky teams.
Well, sucky-ducky teams is what they got.
Versus, Steven, you are correct. Week 9, 24-20, the G-men went in there and took care of business.
So, yeah, because it had been like 25 straight prior to that. Mm-hmm. So so the Giants showed you can't go in there and win. The Cowboys got a close game there and almost won. I think the Jets went in there and played them close, maybe.
No. Nah.
No, they got rolled.
That was one of their flaky games.
It was
games.
When they played.
They're
when
on
they
again,
played.
Off
It
again.
Was when they played in New York where –
At New York, they rolled 37-16.
Yeah.
So what was the game in New England against the Jets?
Stop it with the microphone.
Stop it with the microphone.
Keep your hand in one place. I know you want a mic stand, dude, but you haven't arrived. This is just like your first full show. You'll get a mic stand someday.
You haven't arrived.
So what was the question?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. So let's go.
Patriots, okay.
Dude,
look at the time.
The Jets and the Eagles. Explain why the Jets were so lackluster in a 45-19 drubbing at the hand of Michael Vick's LeSean McCoy going off. It was crazy to watch.
On the hot seat for that question. So why is it that the Jets were so lackluster? Because the Philadelphia Eagles, as I also said before the season, would begin playing really well this time of year. And there it is. The last few weeks, they've been really good, and they're starting to gel and cohese.
Sean McCoy had three touchdown runs. Brant Celek exploded for 156 yards.
And that was – Brant Celek was kind enough, as Steven is glaring at me, to help my fantasy team beat him in Ron League 8. And now I'm going to the Super Bowl while he goes and cries his way home to maybe a third place. Probably fourth, though, knowing him.
Wow. That's harsh.
Wow, that's talking smack. You know what? You may not get your prize for that league if you win. Yeah. I doubt you're going to win, by the way.
Yeah, the guy
Go
I'm playing.
Jason Paul.
Jason Paul, Jean you better watch out.
Paul
I'm coming for you.
Pardee.
Oh, Jean-Paul Pardee.
Yes.
I'm coming for you.
JP's out there. And JP, the boy's gunning at you, but you got him.
Everybody here, everybody who's sitting right here with a microphone in front of them made the playoffs in that league.
Three out of the four teams.
What the hell happened to you, James?
Come on, Tsukamoto.
What happened to you?
What a letdown. What a letdown.
What happened to the Uber noobs?
You didn't represent, man. It could have been the possibility that all four of the
league
people
eight.
In this room could have been.
Next season.
Yeah, right.
There's never next season. There's always right now.
Anyways, the Eagles put a beat down on the Jets. The Jets look lost, confused.
They can't
defused,
get up.
45-19.
Now, we are going to blow quickly through the rest of the game.
Games of importance.
Jacksonville, Atlanta went exactly as we expected.
Thursday night
out of
football,
them.
And, you know, NFL Network must be thinking right now,
how do we get stuck?
Why are we getting with these stinky poo-poo games?
How did the Jags get in prime time so many times this year?
41-14 beat down.
Green Bay at Kansas City
Atlanta
did not go as we said.
Uh-oh.
However, we've already talked about that game, and look, the Packers just lost. That's all there is. Kansas City, Kyle Orton was just, he was off the chain.
There was a game where the Packers – just didn't have things go their way.
They didn't.
And it was one of those games. You know what? I think I don't think it's good to lose. I'm not one of those, it's a good thing if you lose. But you know what? There's something about having to eat some humble pie every once in a while.
There's something about having to go into work on a Monday when you've had it the Monday off, the winter's Monday off for over a year.
Yeah. So,
and you have to show up at the facility on Monday? Wait, this isn't supposed to happen.
Now there isn't also the pressure of, we got to be perfect, got to be perfect, got to be perfect. I think they're going to be okay.
Cincinnati is St. Louis win as we expected. The Bengals won on the road by 7, 20
and the
to
Lions, I mean the Rams, if I had my thing, I would play like a puke sound or something because.
Thanks, Jordan.
Rams were just
Snap
bad.
Games, Miami at Buffalo, surprised those Dolphins, dude. They're not horrible. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm a little upset. I don't know why I was
We had Reggie Bush rip off 200-plus yards in the snow.
The most yards Bush has had.
Ever.
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 Forever.
Southern California boy loves him
Forever.
In the snow.
Forever.
Anyways, Buffalo.
30-23.
You put out a very nice holiday card, by the way. That's
the Buffalo Bills did. I encourage you to go check that out. Yes. BuffaloBills.com. New Orleans Saints at the Minnesota Vikings went just as we saw. New Orleans
Drew
took care
Brees,
of business.
As he stands right now, is only 304 yards away from capturing Dan Marino.
I thought you were going to say Drew Brees, as he stands right now, is 5'11".
That mark is going to get blown up.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't get hurt, knock on wood.
He is going to break that record
this week. At home.
And then this final game of the season, he's just going to extend the record.
He may not even play.
Oh, no, he's going to need to play because he's going to be playing for
number two seed. The Cleveland Browns at the Arizona Cardinals had to go to overtime to give us what we expected. What a dramatic
I was
John
getting
I was
up
very
to the
nervous.
Moment tweets. From my brother-in-law and my nephew who were at the game.
I see.
They were there. They were cheering for Cleveland. They're Cleveland Browns fans. And, you know, it was 17-7, and they're loving life.
They're
they were like,
high.
yeah.
My life rolls right through here.
And I just have one question to the Cleveland Browns and to anybody. Why do you kick to Patrick Peterson? Why do you do that?
Well, because they want to make sure he gets Rookie of the Year.
He is becoming
Devin Hester Jr.
Yes.
You don't.
Yes.
Kick to this guy anymore.
Peterson. People, the book hasn't been written yet on Peterson, so people don't necessarily know that.
Okay. Even as a rookie.
So I'm going to be the first to say it.
Don't kick
to Peterson.
Agreed.
Just don't do it.
And man, if it's Adrian Peterson, go ahead and kick him. That'll be fine. Because that'll be amusing to watch. That's all with the time we got for you, friends.
We do, because Jeffrey is making me leave right now.
Well,
he's like,
I'm about to slip into a coma.
Jeff is going to die. We're going on fumes. It is fume territory. But I just want to say one more thing.
Goes and yawns after.
And I want to make sure that it's on record now as I look at you, Jeff, and Tsukamoto, and Jordan.
Warning, warning, warning.
I'm not doing anything till the first week of September.
Punishment-wise. He's given us 10 months to get together a good punishment.
Fans, send in your ideas.
Why are you asking people for help? You got a pretty good imagination.
I have a great imagination.
He's got a twisted imagination.
He does, and that's what scares me a little bit.
Just think about it. We're getting all the twisted minds from everyone for 9 months.
We've got more than 10,000 twisted minds, to put it this.
Ouch. I might try and get this done this week if I could.
That's all the time we have. I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis and
NFL Rants and Raves.
And?
Oh, and it's been?
And Jordan Ellis. And? It's been swell.
And James Tsukamoto.
There we go.